Hello.
Hello. Yes,
yes
you've
I
reached Professor Lamar. How can I help you?
Is this air conditioning and heating on Fresno, California?
Yes, that's one of my businesses. I'm serving in the capacity of a professor for the state of California presently, but I can talk to you for a moment. We can have a better time to actually discuss. What do you need? How can I help?
Oh, beautiful. That's really good to hear, sir. So my name is June Miller, and I work over here at Local Splash. We are a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you this afternoon, sir, is we want to speak about listing your business, air conditioning and heating, on the first page of Google for your keywords there in Fresno, California, which I do believe, sir, that you've used Google before, right, to search to any services? Maybe
a long time ago. And what I wanted to say is that our business is a very specialized market, and typically we are getting mostly only referral business because we tend to find that advertising to the public brings us customers that are not always the caliber we're looking for. But can I do this for you? Because I do want to talk to you about it. I do have at least one group of technicians that are interested in developing new business, so they're willing to suffer the consequences for having new business. So for them, I am willing to talk about it. Tomorrow is Thursday, and right now I'm at the university and serving as a professor. So, and I do all of my air conditioning business in the early morning. Are you in California or are you in another time zone?
Yeah, we are in California, sir. Fountain Valley.
Okay, that's always a little tough for me because I normally do advertising relationships very early in the morning. So you would probably need, what, an 8 a.m. appointment? Because I usually do all these 7 or 6 a.m. Most of the time that puts me working with East Coast providers.
Right, right. Because so you want me to give you a call back tomorrow at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, tomorrow being Thursday. Tomorrow being Thursday, I believe that works. I'm in a vehicle and I don't have access to my calendar. But please send me an email to remind me of this encounter that we're going to have. And when I get back to the office, if it turns out I'm already double booked, I will reach back to you to make a better time. But let's give it a shot because it is starting to get to be the season where the teams that want to cultivate new business would be willing to get those calls.
Okay, and those teams that you're trying to say, sir, is that part of the business you own? Or
Yes, from a different... yes, it is. No, it's part of the business. And basically, I'm the, in this structure that you access, I'm a sole proprietor of that one. And I'm also, I have other businesses where we have partnerships and other businesses where we have a corporation. But let's focus on the smallest one, which is,
sure,
the one that prefers the residential work, because basically most businesses don't respond to advertising. They respond to their own network of contacts. But for residential work, the people go crazy for what they see on Google. So this would be something we could consider.
Take advantage.
So 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, are we going to be meeting by Zoom, by Google Meet, or by phone? How are you, would you prefer?
Oh, yeah, well, if we're up to me, I would really give you a call back, sir. I mean, I do want you to know, though, that one of the best features of our service is that we only work with one business per industry, per area, you know, to ensure that the client working with us gets the maximum amount of phone calls. So all I'm asking, sir, is just a small amount of your time today to discuss this opportunity for your other business and see if this would make sense for us to move forward together. Is that fair enough?
That is. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, I will be looking forward to a call from you. Will you email me to remind me of our time?
I can email you some information that you have, or some of the information that we have on our end when it comes to our business services as well, that you can take a look ahead of time. I mean, what's the email that I could use, sir?
Okay. It is ROB period. LEWALLEN at gmail.com. So the first part of it is like a short version of my name. ROB and a little dot, a period mark, and then LEWALLEN, being my last name, and then @gmail.com.
Okay, I have it, sir. So please keep your lines open for me. My name is June Miller. I work over here at Local Flash. I'll be calling you back at 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, okay?
In your email, please put appointment, 8 a.m., the date tomorrow, and then that'll be enough because I have 140,000 emails, literally in my inbox. I look every day for the word appointment and the time. Things that I wasn't, make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So your name is June, like the month?
Yeah, my name is like the month, June Miller.
Wonderful. Okay, I'll be looking for that when I get back to the office. I'm out on sales calls right now, so I don't have a computer.
But I believe that I'm talking to Rob, right? The owner?
Yes, I am actually Professor Llewellyn, and it took me 10 years of school to earn that. I am an engineer, and I also teach students HVAC engineering. So, so I'm very deep,
Okay. Well, How about if I pull up some pricing details and what the program comes with for you, Sir Rob, if that makes sense with you, the conversation?
It does. Send it over that way. I start business at about 5:30 a.m. Pacific, and this is where I go over proposals. So by the time I get to 8 o'clock, I will be well-versed on your proposals. And I will be able to make a prospective decision and a final decision tomorrow. I'll make a prospective decision, and then I'll make a final decision shortly thereafter.
Okay. Yeah, I would be very happy to give you a call back, sir. However, you know, if you do see the value, I would recommend you to take a moment to look at it now. That way, if you do want to decide to secure
hold on a second, ma'am. I am a doctor. I am a professor. And I know you have a certain script you have to read, but listen to me. I'm driving a car. Yeah. I don't prefer to open up a device and possibly have an accident.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I can't.
Totally understand that.
I can't do it. Okay, so I can do that when I get back to the office.
Tomorrow. Thank you. I'll give you a ring tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, miss. Bye-bye.